This is The Pulse, stories about the people and places at the heart of health and science. I'm Mike and Scott, and you can find us on iTunes or wherever you get your podcasts. Researchers are working on a new device that could replicate an important function of the pancreas, and it could also revolutionize diabetes care. And this is something people who have this illness have been waiting for years. Here's Alan Yu with more.
Imagine you're at lunch at a Chipotle.
Two soft tacos with the barbacoa, please. For here.
Justin Wood can't eat that right away. He has to do something else before he takes a bite of his taco.
As I'm going to sit down and eat, I'll take my estimate of about 40 carbs, and I'm going to input it into the pump.
The pump is a medical device, about the size of a deck of cards. When he lifts his shirt, you can see a clear plastic tube leading from the pump directly into Justin's body. That tube sends the hormone insulin into the fat under his skin. After that, Justin can finally have lunch with his wife.
How's yours?
Good.
Insulin is a protein messenger that helps blood sugar move into cells so it can be used for energy. Normally, the pancreas, an organ just behind the stomach, makes insulin. But in Justin's case,
my body produces none.
Type 1 diabetes used to be called juvenile diabetes because most people are diagnosed when they're young. Justin was about 12 when he learned he has the disease. The condition is serious enough that he has the word diabetic tattooed on his left forearm in black capital letters. It's a warning to emergency personnel in case something goes wrong. One time, 15 years ago, he anticipated a carb-heavy meal with pasta and bread, and he gave himself a little extra insulin to break down all that food. But when the dinner was cancelled, and with not enough food in his system, his blood sugar dropped too low.
My roommate and my girlfriend at the time were feeding me candy and brownies, and they were getting me all kinds of food, and I still passed out.
To prevent this kind of thing, Justin checks his blood sugar regularly. That means he pricks his finger with a needle 6 to 8 times every day.
My fingers look like I have braille bits from the scabs and scars from checking my blood sugar all the time. There's small areas that just are darker.
But keeping blood sugar at healthy levels may get a bit easier for people like him with type 1 diabetes. Researchers have made an artificial pancreas.
Essentially a smart insulin pump.
Justin tried it out a few years ago. Researchers from the University of Virginia put him and some other patients in a hotel for about 2 days and watched.
So at one point, they simply put a meal in front of me and said, okay, go ahead and eat. Well, I haven't done that since I was 13 years old. It was a very strange moment for me.
For a while, he just looked at the plate of chicken and steamed vegetables and brown rice.
It took me about 10 minutes to work myself up to just eating.
The artificial pancreas measured his blood sugar levels as he ate and injected insulin as he needed it. Justin had gotten so used to having to do that himself, he was unnerved.
This was, you know, a positive situation that was kind of amusing in the discomfort it gave me because it went against all of these habits that I have, you know, spent years developing to keep myself okay.
Researchers say the device could also be a relief for the parents of kids with diabetes. Stacy Anderson is with the Center for Diabetes Technology at the University of Virginia, and she's helping to develop the new artificial pancreas. Anderson says parents get nervous about their child's blood sugar dipping too low or spiking too high overnight.
People tell us they'll, you know, check the sugar before bed and then wake up religiously at 3 a.m. and check another sugar and then check one, you know, when they wake up in the morning.
The artificial pancreas is a pretty good copy of the organ inside the body, but it can't do everything. Anderson says people who use the device should still program insulin injections before each meal. But if the calculation is off, the artificial pancreas will help correct the dose after the meal. Justin Wood, the 45-year-old with the word diabetic tattooed on his arm, says the new technology could lighten the mental load of constantly thinking about his health.
It'll be an amazing bit of freedom for type 1 diabetics.
Researchers from the University of Virginia say the next step is to test the artificial pancreas outside of the controlled study environment of a hotel. About 200 people with diabetes will take the device home for 2 weeks and try it out on all the food and habits in their real lives, including tacos and big Italian meals. For The Pulse, I'm Alan Yu.